there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. It's been a minute since I made a posting. The reason was in the last week or so, I was really busy with some gigs in New York at a place called The Stone. If you follow my social media or anything, you would have seen postings for that. Four different nights, four different groups. I did a duo with Craig Taborn. I did a trio with Dan Weiss and Tim Byrne. I did a Trickster night. Trickster is kind of my funk band. And then I did a Monk Night. Monk Night was with Johnny Robigon on tenor saxophone, Nashi Waits on drums, and Hannah Marks on the bass. So that was really fun. I might post some of that gig up here. I think I have an audio recording. I haven't checked it yet. But, you know, we did a lot of the stuff that I've talked about on here. We played a... played twice. We did Skippy. Felonious. We did Raise 4. We did what else? Break Sick. Mysterioso. So anyway, you know, so we did Monk's Mood. You know, so many tunes. But today I'd like to talk about one of the more well-known Monk tunes, and that is In Walked Bud. So In Walked Bud is based on a song by Irving Berlin. It's called Blue Skies. Blue skies, I can't remember all the words right now, but that's the melody. Blue birds, so blue skies, blue birds. And then the bridge goes, I've never seen the sun shining so bright. Okay, so Monk's, you know, uses basically these changes. The bridge is a little different. I'll get into that. But the beginning, it just basically traces that movement. Now, the movement in the Irving Berlin tune is not in the melody. It's a melody. It's stays on these main chord tones, you know, the root, the fifth and the third and the fourth here. But it's going la da 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 la da da da. I mean, well, I guess the main, the first four notes, da 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 da, something like this. You could say da 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 da. I don't know what, I don't know exactly know where that line would continue. Let's see. Tune. I can't quite remember what the sheet music of the Blue Skies is. I'll have to look that up. What it does after that F minor 6. It probably goes 3-6-2-5, or maybe just a 2-5. Or might just go to 1. Some kind of turnaround thing like that. In any case, in Monk's song, it outlines that. First playing this fifth, root to the fifth, flat seven to the fifth. You could do it. Sometimes people surround the note like that. That's the melody, so F, then E, then E flat. Now what is this? I changed the top note to B flat, and I'm playing D to B flat. To me, this is like a B flat 7, E flat 7. Pretty clearly, right? Now it keeps going. I'm playing B flat to G, so that's basically like a E flat 7. It's this A natural C sharp. So to me, that sounds like. Now, that could also be a B flat minor 6, whatever. E flat 7. So. A7. You know, that very common move that we hear in stuff like. You know. So that, now that's the ending little phrase there. So the melodies. Now the bridge goes to F minor. It's really, I should play them in different octaves maybe. This is like call and response. Just going F minor, D flat 7. Okay. You know, the first one is more stays the D flat 7. The second one kind of moves to C7 to get back to the F again. This is different from the chords on the Blue Skies because the Blue Skies goes to the tonic. Kind of goes to the tonic to the 4 minor 6, right? Okay, so, you know, in a way it's similar because this is a dominant tonic. C7 is kind of implied in that you're going to do that, you know. The flat 6 dominant chord gives it that kind of dark sound. So, dark sound as opposed to this. That's kind of going between dark and light. In that case, D flat minor six and A flat 6. But in Inwalk Bud, 6-9 or whatever you call that. I'm just playing three notes. G flat, E flat, and A flat. Okay, you know, not a lot to this tune, really. The Bud in question, of course, is Bud Powell. Bud Powell's born in 1924, I believe, so that's, you know, 7 years younger than Thelonious Monk, and he was certainly an acolyte of Monk and a great friend, and it was, you know, over the drug stuff that Bud Powell was involved in, that Monk's cabaret card was suspended because he wouldn't offer him up or something like that. So anyway, for all those things, check out Robin Kelly's biography, because that's really the definitive work on Monk's biographical life. A lot of good musical stuff in there too. So any case, Bud Powell, there was a, you know, there's been many, many covers of this, you know, and vocal covers of John Hendricks and Carmen McRae and stuff like that. It's a very catchy tune, you know. But I don't know. I like to have some fun with it. I was just trying to remember where I was going with this. I was going to talk about the way I recorded it, which I think at the time I was listening to a lot of Charlie Christian, and there's like this thing on... This sounds like that's Stomping at the Savoy. There's this, to me, this feels like kind of a similar era of tune, you know. I don't know the exact dates when those tunes were written, but you know, it's kind of like early swing kind of tunes, and this is Monk's version of that thing. But anyway, Charlie Christian, he does some of this to. False fingering, like, or you saxophonists would call it false fingering, where they use the same fingering. I mean, two different fingerings to play the same note, and that note has different qualities because you, I don't know, you might be playing like an F, like a fingered F, and playing the F, which is the fundamental, or maybe the second partial or fourth partial or something like that. And then you might be fingering a B flat and playing the F off of that, which is like the third partial or the sixth partial. And those two notes are going to have kind of different qualities. The guitar version of that sort of is like playing the same note on two different strings. Sometimes it's fun to slide into one. You actually hear like Jimi Hendrix and blues players doing this a lot. So I was thinking about, I think I don't really remember why, but. So, because right in the beginning, the melody is unison with the kind of the root, right? So I could go. It's just an idea. You know, when you're playing, in this case, playing solo, a lot of different techniques have to come into play in order to create variety. And this one, I think it's fun to just, I don't really need to outline the chords in it because the chords are so basic that I can kind of just play it. And I was using this idea of the false fingering to get that. I'm just playing a voice leading. that's an idea for something to work on. False fingers are pretty fun to get a different sound out of the guitar without really learning a new technical skill or anything. It's just one of the advantages of having an instrument where you can play the same note in many places. We all know that that also has many disadvantages, especially in sight reading. But that's part of the deal. Take the good with the bad. All right, see you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.